Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at 1043thefan.com. Presented by Siltahara Motors, the home of the zero down with Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. Regardless of your financial standing, no one should be without a vehicle. Visit the special financing section at sthmotors.com.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Right off, I have to give a thank you to my old producer here at The Fan, Bill Nevin, B-Nev, who sent me a quick text saying, Evans, your mic is on.
Whoa.
But see, what happens is that when I come in here, I got in the habit, back when this whole thing started, of wiping everything down, right?
Right.
So I still do it. And in the process of wiping everything down before the show, who knows what heathens were on in this spot over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Dan Jacobs and Sean Drotar and company.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I was wiping it down. I was wiping it down, and I guess I turned my microphone on, and it was on. It was a hot mic.
It was a hot mic?
Luckily, I didn't say anything bad.
No. Well, you have you're pristine when it comes to breaks.
Plus. When we're not on the air, it's not like we ever say anything that could get us in trouble.
No, rarely does anything slip.
How's your weekend, buddy?
It was good
to see you. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Hope everyone took care of their moms. I saw that you were doing something and listening to Yacht Rock.
Oh, yeah, man. Yacht Rock.
I'm not ready for Yacht Rock yet. I know you can listen to it year-round, but I need it more like after Memorial Day.
Yeah,
it's more of a Memorial Day to Labor Day type thing for me.
Right. No, I can understand that. But, you know, I'd be like, well, you know, last time I was home alone grilling meat by myself, plate of meat, it was, you know, Neil Diamond. I was like, I don't want to just repeat,
right?
You know, and I want to wash, you know, rinse, repeat. So I thought, oh, you know, Mikey, I was thinking about you. Mikey likes the Yacht Rock.
I love the Yacht Rock.
Just hit the right Yacht Rock. And it was good.
Absolutely. Get a little Rupert Holmes.
Oh, yeah. Pina Colada song.
Little player.
Oh, baby, come back. Yeah, there ain't nothing you can't slide nothing by
throw
me.
Throw in some America.
America. Can a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. Yeah, what do you need? Come on. Bring on the Yacht Rock. I listen to Yacht Rock this year. I'm ready.
Let's play the Yacht Rock lightning round.
Right now, I feel like Trevor Story just waiting to gobble up a ground ball. I got range. The Knack. Come on. No, that's
not Yacht Rock.
That would not be Yacht Rock.
Good Lord, Benny.
Come on.
My goodness. Come on now. All right. So we'll, no, that's not Yacht Rock either. All right. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Yeah, we're off and rolling here on a Monday. A lot to recap from the weekend that was. And in fact, and looking ahead, we're back by popular demand. It's the Fan Film Room. So this is where we take a look at new Bronco editions, key Broncos, and we watch these guys in games, and the whole crew here, all throughout the day, we watch the same games, and we all take notes and observations and just kind of hash it out over the course of the day to see what kind of similar or differing viewpoints we get. And you shared a real interesting one with me while my mic was hot. I was just listening.
Yeah.
Luckily, I didn't say, holy, you know.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah, we'll get to all that. So, but it's taking a look at Drew Lock and Teddy Bridgewater as we get set for the epic battle between these two.
Yeah, that is going to be, I mean, what would be the equivalent?
is epic the word to use?
Yeah, the equivalent of... I don't know are there like two aging, like really sick superheroes that fight? Like an old man fight.
Two superheroes that are like past their prime.
Yeah, and they're just like.
Maybe two wrestlers that are past their prime.
Right. They're just trying to hang on and really don't have more than about 30-second spurts before they have to sit down and relax for a while.
Two once great actors who just trying to hang on.
Yeah, it's like when Stallone and Schwarzenegger do one of them expendable movies together. Right?
Right, right.
You're close.
Yeah.
Give them to me. Now.
Hey, let's go over there and shake them things up. Right after we take a nap. Huh? 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 Right? I'm exhausted.
Already 5 minutes into the week. What are we talking
what
about?
What are we talking about?
This is not Yacht Rock.
Yeah, no.
Earlier I was saying yacht rock.
Heck's the difference.
I don't know. Somebody says, what's Yacht Rock? Like Y-O-T.
Yacht Rock. That's how you say it in Bali. Yacht Rock. Everybody knows Yacht Rock.
That's right. Okay. We're getting on track. We'll have the fan film room for you a little bit later on. We'll give you little samples throughout the course of the day. And what else we got going on? Big, huge, monstrous. Hockey game tonight. The Avalanche playing in Vegas.
In Vegas, yes.
Against the Golden Knights for the Avalanche is a must win if they want to finish first in their division and be in a position to be able to have home ice through at least the first two rounds and perhaps even, you know, the entire Western Conference playoffs. They would have to really win this game tonight. They've only got three games left, and they have a game in hand over Vegas. So they're 4 points behind. They have to win, and they have to win in regulation. It can't be one of those, you know, 3 point games where they get 2 points and Vegas gets one. So they got to win in regulation, really to give themselves a chance to be able to not only win the division, but to also make sure they, you know, hold off Minnesota because, otherwise, you're looking at a first-round matchup with Minnesota, a much improved Minnesota team, and you may not have home ice in that series as well. So this is a big one. This is a huge one tonight.
This home ice, as we've seen in hockey, home ice really doesn't do much for you.
That.
But I get what you're saying. I mean, it's nice to be home. It's nice to be in your own bed, right?
Still think when it comes down to Game 7. You still want to be at home. I know. If there's one.
Do they stay at their own houses or do they do the hotel before the game? There seems like that would be way too many hotels. 82 game schedule. I mean, you're on the road.
Oh, no, they're home. But for the playoffs, do they maybe do it a little differently? That's a good question.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's not like football where you have 8 home games, so you always stay at the hotel the night before.
You get to get in your room by yourself.
Just hunker down.
You do all your sets. Get a full sweat going.
Move the beds around. Move the bed. Move the stuff. Get in there. People are like, what the hell's going on? Just up there climbing around. Like, they're like, did somebody release a rhino in room 426?
Coming up, what is the status of Aaron Rodgers? Are we in a cooling off period for the next several weeks? That's next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors is the home of zero down. Regardless of your credit or financial situation, Siltahar Motors will help you get behind the wheel. People with poor credit or in bankruptcy can qualify for zero down and no payments for 45 days and be driving in their new car within hours of stopping by the dealership. Check out any of the cars Siltahar Motors currently has on site at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors is conveniently located at Highway 36 in Wadsworth, so regardless of your financial situation, Siltahar Motors will get you the car you deserve at sthmotors.com.
Got the Morning Brew coming up at 6:30. What Tom Brady is urging his fellow NFL players to do, we'll tell you about that. Also, we've got James Merrillat joining us coming up at 6:45. Texter says, and we appreciate your texts, by the way. Great 6 a.m. listeners. Best of the bunch. on the RamosLive.com text line, 303-713-1043. Evans, I heard your promo just ran about Aaron Rodgers and having expectations because of what happened with Manning. Do you really think Aaron Rodgers is going to be scared of expectations? Wolves do not concern themselves with the opinions of sheep. First of all, thank you so much for weaving in the motto of the Wolfpack.
Yes.
Which we are here in the morning. Why are we the Wolfpack?
We don't care about the opinions of little sheepy D-Mac and everybody else.
Right.
Oh, little
D-Mac. That's right, a little.
She got so much love.
little D-Mac.
Okay.
All right.
Benny, focus.
Benny, cannot get me off
track. You know how hard it is to keep Mark focused?
My quarterback.
Oh, here we go.
Let him sing.
Let him sing.
I want you to be my thrower. You're only 5'2". But, D-Mac.
All right.
You're a quarterback in fool.
All right,
I'm back in. I'm locked in right now.
No, it's not that Aaron Rodgers would be scared of the expectations. I'm talking about the expectations of us, the fans, Broncos country, those of us who follow the team. The expectations, if the Broncos are able to acquire Rodgers, it would be bigger than even getting Manning. And the two biggest reasons I articulated was, one, you don't have the kind of injury questions hovering over Rodgers that you did over Manning.
Right.
And secondly, we didn't know for sure what kind of impact Manning would make and what an impact it was. Record-setting offenses, two trips to the Super Bowl, a Super Bowl win, all of that. But knowing what the arrival of a quarterback like that can do, having that history now, immediately, the expectations, if you get Rodgers, are through the roof from the moment he arrives here.
Right.
All of us.
Well, there's several, as you mentioned in the promo, there are several differences. There were far more question marks about Peyton Manning coming in here with that neck injury and the time that he had missed and all this kind of stuff. And he still hadn't had, I remember Chris Mortensen reporting a bunch about it. He still didn't have the strength of his tricep. And, you know, there's a bunch of things that were going on at that point. So, I mean, that's one of those deals that you had to overcome and you had to think about. Rodgers didn't come with any of that. The difference is if Rodgers does happen to make it here, you're going to have to trade and you're going to have to give up pieces. And what are those pieces? Now, some of them are future draft picks, which you're like, all right, we'll give up future draft picks, but you're going to have to give up some pieces on the football team as well. And that to me is something that you're going to have to really look long and hard at what pieces you would like to give up.
Peter King this morning in his Football Morning in America column, talking about Aaron Rodgers, not a whole lot. He said, it's the calm after the storm. Don't look for anything significant to happen for the next couple of weeks or so. Packers are dug in. They're looking for a way to olive branch a peace treaty. Rodgers is dug in, too, and likely still wants a new start somewhere. The reality is that nobody really knows right now, and human nature needs to take its course for a few weeks. How will Rodgers feel once the reality of the Packers being unwilling to trade him sets in? Will the Packers budge if Rodgers skips mandatory June minicamp and the start of training camp in late July? What do you read out of that?
Well, I talked to Peter. He called me last week. So before this came out.
Because you're the newsbreaker.
Because I am
everybody.
Yeah.
Schedule makers. Peter King.
I know. Schedule makers.
Aaron Rodgers.
Rodgers is DMing me. Peter King is texting me and asking me to get on the phone. Yeah, we had all kinds of conversations. Yeah, I mean, there's certainly obviously a huge riff. And yeah, it's funny because everybody you talk to now, I don't know if it's repairable. I don't know that you can repair that. And maybe you can. Maybe just like Devontae Adams is one of the great receivers in this league. Offensively, they have a great structure and a great system. I think Aaron Rodgers truly appreciates the system and appreciates LaFleur and the way they call an offense. And, you know, it's not so much matchup driven as it is scheme driven. And so,
I think it's fun for Aaron Rodgers, but the bottom line is, you know, he's dug his heels in about this Gutekunst, and he's just like, I'm not going to play for that guy. So again, can you repair it? It doesn't feel like it, and I think everybody that I've talked to, including Peter, feels the same way. Like, Aaron's a stubborn cuss. Like, he's not – the feeling right now is he's not going back. We'll see. I mean, those things can always change. So even when I said, hey, man, they were close. Even when I said they're close, like, to making a deal, it's like it's almost done. But there are – I even told you guys, but there are some things that can make it fall through. You know, I think what they did is they went back and looked at the practices that Jordan Lovett had and go, oh, my God, he can't play. Like, what are we doing? Like, seriously, what are we doing?
What's that olive branch that you extend? What can you do? To me, there's two things.
You could fire the GM.
You fire the GM, or you just give him a whopping new contract that placates him because the contract and the money's so good and the commitment's so big.
Right. I think that was one of the big issues that snooping around over the last week was that they did try to renegotiate his deal, but they didn't add years to it. It was like, hey, you've got 2 years left. That's what you're going to get. We'll push and manipulate the money, but we're not adding years. And I think that was the final quote unquote straw that proverbial camel's back. We'll see.
Mike Holmgren, talking to ESPN Radio in Chicago, blasted the Packers, said, quote, I can't imagine a relationship between the coach or management or whoever is making the decisions and a star quarterback like that getting to this point. I just can't imagine it. I wouldn't allow it. It wouldn't happen. So we wait. June 1st seems to be that next mile marker that we look at on this whole thing as to when something might happen. But Peter King is talking about, you know, hey, if Rodgers doesn't show up for mandatory June minicamp, if Rodgers isn't there for the start of training camp, that's almost like the Packers perhaps slow playing this thing until the start of training camp in late July.
But then if that's the case, don't you just lessen the value of the potential of the trade if you wait till the very last minute where now all of a sudden Rodgers doesn't have any time to come in and
teams can't bring him in as smoothly.
Right.
Teams might just say, look, we'd love to have him, but.
Well, what it does is it eliminates a team like Cleveland.
Right.
That has, you know, Super Bowl, you know, potential with a young quarterback. If he's on the open market right now, you could actually kick the tires on that. If all of a sudden it's July 30th, you're like, man, we are already committed to what we're doing. We're moving forward. So there's less opportunity to negotiate and to get into a bidding war, I would think.
We're committed to giving you a chance to go see the Dave Matthews Band playing Fiddlers on October 9th. And we've got a pair of free tickets to give away right now. All you have to do to enter to win is to sign up for the free Denver Sports Daily. That's our free daily newsletter that you should have anyway. It's chock full of columns, news, scores, and more. Register at denverfan.com. Just by registering, you're in the running to win Dave Matthews tickets. Good luck. Morning Brew coming up next.
Good morning.
Morning.
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are going to get weird.
You're going to keep lightning, and you're going to crack thunder.
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange Mocha Frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet shit.
Let's get it on.
Two games now back-to-back last night and tonight where fourth quarter offense was a real struggle. Turnovers, we had 5 turnovers in the fourth quarter, only 1 assist. And obviously we only scored 15 points.
That is Michael Malone. Those Nuggets, after losing to the Jazz, were blowing out the Nets on Saturday, at times employing a G League lineup. I mean, I'm not kidding. They had Bol Bol out there with Shaq Harrison, and, you know, it was like, who are these guys? But they built a big halftime lead and then ran out of gas in the second half. I think the Nuggets... Mark, are we looking at a situation right now with them where they know they're going to be the 3 or the 4 seed, and they're either going to play likely Dallas or Portland. And at this point, maybe resting some guys coming down the stretch, more important than just, you know, full on pedal to the metal, you know, trying to get to the number 3 seed and rest over everything else.
Yeah, I think there's no question that that's what's going on. I think the other thing is, you know, you shorten the benches in playoffs anyhow, but your bench is shortened because of injury. So you got to get some guys back healthy, and your horses that are going to carry you, that have carried, they need some time. So I'm with you. I think at this point it comes down to, you got to be careful about that kind of rest rust kind of equation. But I think right now rest is probably the most important thing.
Rest and health. Aaron Gordon was a late scratch Saturday.
Yeah.
Of course, Monte Morris is out. Will Barton is out. You know, you're trying to get some of these guys back, and that has to be the focus, more so than just trying to scratch out a couple more wins down the stretch here. Okay, next on the Morning Brew.
A little bit more understated approach to the game, but just smart, intelligent hockey, and he gets 2 goals and a kill, and the other one to lead us to victory tonight. So great performance by those guys.
All right, so the Avalanche doing exactly what we told you, take advantage of this soft schedule. They've won 5 of their last 6 against doormats like San Jose and Los Angeles, but in the meantime, teams like Vegas and Minnesota keep winning as well, which sets up a monster game tonight. The Avalanche in Vegas to take on the Knights. The Avalanche trailing first place Vegas by 4 points, but they do have 1 game in hand. So this, if you want to win the division, you want to have home ice through the first 2 rounds of the playoffs, if you'd like to maybe avoid Minnesota in the first round of the playoffs, this one's a must win. Simple as that.
I think there's a measuring stick aspect to this. You mentioned the soft schedule while the other teams are battling it out, just to see where you kind of line up. You know, see from the grit standpoint, and from the matchup standpoint, and the size standpoint that, you know, you talk about Vegas has on you. I think this is a great kind of almost litmus test to what it's going to take to win come playoff time when you face, you know, when you face
this team again, maybe.
Yeah.
And I look at the Avs' quest to win a Stanley Cup, and honestly, the only teams that I see as real potential roadblocks for the Avs to win the Cup, I'm talking about winning the whole thing, is Vegas, Tampa, and maybe Washington, but that's it. But definitely Vegas. Vegas is formidable.
There's no question.
So you look at a litmus test game, yeah, besides just the importance in the standings. Now I'm with you. Next in the Morning Brew.
A long drive to left field for Arenado, and he has just hit a home run into the Rockies bullpen. His first home run against his former team.
Yeah. Cardinals radio. Well, remember on Friday we said, you know, it'd be really cool if Nolan Arenado had a big weekend and the Rockies still took 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
Well, Nolan had a good weekend and the Rockies got swept.
Yes. Yeah. But they tried hard. There's some close games there, Michael. Close games. I loved when Nolan Arenado.
5-0, 9-8, and 2-0.
9-8's close and 2-0's close.
Got shut out twice.
I loved it when Nolan hit the ball into the Rockies bullpen and not one guy even moved. Did you see it? Not one. I was watching the game and not one guy. They just let it go into the net. They didn't even. Anybody was not going to touch the ball.
Right. Probably would have been fined. Kangaroo court type fine.
Yeah, absolutely. If you gone out there and got a Nolan ball, it's probably still sitting in the bullpen right now.
You don't think somebody got it for Nolan, like a keepsake? Think Nolan cares?
Yeah, I don't think Nolan.
I think Nolan. Are you kidding me? You always talk about how, Jack, you get to go up against the teams that you used to play against. Are you kidding me? He would have been.
I got myself a game ball when we played Washington. You're right.
They gave you a game ball?
Yeah, I got a game ball.
Did you get a game ball because you earned a game ball, or did you get a game ball because you just said, this is my former team, I want a game ball?
Yeah, well, Shanahan was.
Did you earn it?
Shanahan was.
Did you dispense justice?
Of course I dispensed justice, but we were, I mean, we won it on the last play of the game. Elway to Rod Smith for a touchdown.
That's right. Rod's first catch, right?
Right, Rod's first catch. So we were in the locker room, and Mike was talking about, you know, pride and how we battled and all that stuff. And then I remember my brother went, game ball or stink? I could tell he wasn't going to give me one.
Right.
I was like, it's my former team.
Right.
And I'm pissed.
Right.
So I wanted a game ball. And then they gave me one.
Who would have got the game ball?
Well, I'm sure they gave a game ball to somebody else.
Right.
But I just wanted an extra game ball.
But Rod probably got a game ball.
Rod probably got a game ball. That's probably, I have several game balls, but that one was, I finagled it.
Was that your most special game ball?
No. I mean, Jacksonville rushing for over 300 yards in a playoff game, you know, that game ball is pretty cool. The game balls of the three Super Bowls, because everybody gets a game ball in Super Bowl.
Oh, I would hope so.
Right. So, yeah, those are. Early in my career, man, I got a lot of, I don't know if they were game balls, like player of the weeks, because of physical play.
But you definitely got all the bounty payoffs, too.
Right.
Oh, am I supposed to talk about that?
Yeah, TVs.
Am I supposed to mention bounties?
TVs and all that kind of stuff for some. But that was back when you could flat back people. You know, you could pile drive a dude and not get called for holding. Game changed.
Next on the
body, by the way.
Next on the morning, bro.
I feel pretty good, and I push myself pretty hard, so I feel pretty good. I don't know if I could go this week, but we'll see how things play out. But it's a long time between now and, you know, the beginning of the season. Just be smart about all these different things we have to do and fulfill.
Well, the Boston Globe obtained a recording of a Zoom call that the NFL Players Association had with players on Friday. And in that call, Tom Brady was urging players to boycott off-season workouts and non-mandatory camps, saying, quote, we shouldn't have overly competitive drills in May and June. There's no bleeping pro baseball player that's throwing 95 miles per hour in the middle of December. Just because we've had off-seasons the way we've had for 20-plus years doesn't mean that's the best thing for the health and well-being of the players. Point is,
I love Tom Brady.
Point is, there's a better way to do it, and they're not open to that. Okay. But is this, to your point, what you've talked about? Hey, the guys who've made their money, who have their money, they're the ones that can easily do this. But what about the guys that have workout bonuses or guys that are just desperately trying to carve out a spot in this league? They're not Tom Brady.
The average career still is, it hasn't changed in 100 years, 3.4 years. That's the average career. So you're telling me if you're a young guy trying to make a name for yourself, you should just sit out because Tom Brady and guys that have made, you know, a couple $100 million say that we should do it a different way? I mean, Tom Brady can sit out forever. He's still going to make the team. You may not. So the problem is, again, is the class system of the National Football League. They're the haves and then the proverbial have-nots. And, you know, the haves are the ones negotiating on behalf of the league, and they're negotiating on behalf of themselves. I don't know how any of that benefits a young guy that's trying to make a football team.
Yeah, I remember when baseball canceled the World Series, and, you know, the players are standing up there explaining why. I'm looking at, you know, John Smoltz, Tom Glavine, David Cone, you know, all guys who are stars who are making $10, $12 million per year and are set. Meanwhile, there are probably all these other guys in the rank and file like, hey, man, I got to work. I got to go play.
I want to get the World Series bonus to me is, like, for me, the playoffs in Washington in my second, third year, I made more money on the playoffs than I did the entire 16-game season.
Wow. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Huh. Okay. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to each every morning at 6:30. James Merrilat. What is grinding his gears? We'll find out next. Well, we mentioned how throughout the course of the week we'll be giving you a chance to win Dave Matthews tickets. All you have to do to get in the running to win is to register at DenverFan.com for the Denver Sports Daily. And DenverFan.com is where James Merrilat rules. He rules
that
kingdom.
It's his domain.
That is your domain.
Yes.
And he joins us now on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. Morning, James.
Morning,
and we have kicked off. This is the week we kick off our fan film room, backed by popular demand, where we all the hosts take a look at the same games and we take a look at some of these players, key players, new players for the Broncos. And as we start to really zero in on the potential of a Drew Lock Teddy Bridgewater showdown battle throughout training camp, who right now would you say is the favorite, early favorite, heavy early favorite?
I think Teddy Bridgewater is going to be the favorite heading into camp. Just he's the more experienced guy. I think even though he threw 11 interceptions this past season, I think he's the safer option. And I think when you have a head coach who has, you know, one shot to be a head coach, if Vic Fangio loses this job, he's not getting another one. And he's on the hot seat. I think he's going to lean toward the safer option. So I think Teddy Bridgewater is the favorite. I don't think that's the way it should go, because I think you have a very limited ceiling. And it kind of puts you in that what's the point type of a category. But I think unless he just doesn't look good in training camp, has bad preseason games, I think he's the favorite to be the week one starter, much to my chagrin.
Yeah, I'd expound on that, because I think ultimately, I think Teddy Bridgewater's a safer pick. I think you have probably a little bit better chance to, with playing really good defense, to manage your offense and to be tight without making those, you know, ridiculous mistakes. But I think the upside of Drew Lock is far greater, and ultimately, I think you got to play him. Don't you really have to play? Don't you really have to say, hey, Drew Lock, we're going in. You're the starter, and we're going to give you every chance in the world to take this thing. And if you can't, you know, then we have our answer.
That's what I would do. I mean, clearly with Drew Lock, the peaks are higher and the valleys are lower, right? Like they could, you know, they're not going to go 12-5, but I think they could be on a trajectory where a year or two from now, maybe they're to that point if it finally clicks with Drew Lock. They could also very easily go 5-12 with him. It could be a disaster. I just look at it, and to me, that's not worst case scenario, because at least you found out, at least you have a top 10 pick, and then you can try to address that position. There aren't as many peaks and valleys with Teddy Bridgewater, but you're going to stay right there in kind of that middle ground, which to me is no man's land, where you're 8-9, 9-8. You're not a playoff team. Maybe you're in contention until December for that 7 seed, but you're not on a trajectory to where you're going to build upon that. I think that's kind of as good as you're going to get with Teddy. And then you're stuck there picking, what, 15 to 20, somewhere in that range, and it's a much harder proposition to try and find a quarterback. So yeah, I'm with you. I think you play the kid. I think you try to go for, hey, the best case scenario is clearly that it clicks, that he gets it, that having an offseason with Pat Shurmur, and Pat Shurmur having an offseason with Drew Lock, they kind of figure each other out and it improves. To me, that's the way you go, because there's an upside. If you're not on a plan or not on a trajectory that ultimately is going to, has the potential to make you a contender, then what are you doing? And yeah, could they be, you know, more competitive this season? Could they have more of those 17, 14 games that go their way? Sure, but that's not a long-term plan. You're not going to win long-term week after week in this league playing that kind of football. You can't win 17, 14 in a league that's built to be 31, 28 games. I just don't think that's a plan. Look, I'm all for zagging when everybody else zigs, but at some point, you got to see what way the parade's going and go with it to some extent.
Busy with James Merrilat. Let's bounce around to a couple other topics. The Nuggets finished the regular season, 4 games in 6 days this week, all out on the road, Charlotte, Minnesota, Detroit, and Portland. They're locked. They can not drop anywhere lower than 4. They could still move up to 3. But what should be the focus of this final week?
I think the focus of this final week is get a couple of wins, right? When you've got Detroit on the slate and you've got Minnesota on the slate, you got to win those two. Those are two of the worst teams in the NBA. So they're scuffling a bit. I think you want to just get some wins, kind of get that feeling back, and not go into the postseason where you've lost, you know, what, 6 out of 8 or something like that. That's not what you want. So I think just to kind of get back on somewhat of a winning way, if you can get some guys back healthy and try to figure out, hey, what's the rotation going to be if Monte's back, if Will Barton's back? Doesn't sound like P.J. Dozier's going to be back. Obviously, we know Jamal Murray's not. But try to figure out, well, what is the hand you're dealing with here? I mean, when you watch him against Brooklyn, you know, it's Jokic, it's Porter, and then it's a bunch of guys that have had a lot of did-not-plays coaches' decision during the season. So they are beyond thin. I think it's, Mike, it's, hey, try and get the taste of winning a little bit again. And then it's figure out who you got and what is the rotation going to even remotely be with this group. But man, they are definitely a you know, two pieces and then a bunch of journeymen at this point. It's kind of an ugly look when they take the court right now.
Avs taking on the Golden Knights tonight. What do you have to see from the Avs to make you feel comfortable about getting into this playoff stretch?
And if I may add, do you look at this as a must win tonight?
No, I don't. I think, you know, hockey is one of those. I mean, we've seen 8 seeds in the past in traditional playoffs win the Stanley Cup. So it is the ultimate. Once you're in the tournament, you got a shot kind of a thing. So I don't think home ice is that big of a deal. Certainly isn't this year when, you know, you're playing in front of a smattering of fans. They're a team. I mean, it was pretty remarkable how through all the injuries, you know, Sean Drotar does the game notes that go on DenverFan.com after every game. And man, just editing the injury report every morning is a daunting task. The fact that they kind of stayed on track through all that was impressive. Through all the COVID protocols they've had, it kind of feels like it's hit a tipping point where it's just like, it's finally too much. So, you know, with them, you just want to see, hey, can they start to look at all like that team we saw back in that stretch where they won or didn't have a loss in, what, like 15 consecutive games? Like, where has that team gone? You knew they were going to cool down at some point, just the law of averages, and then you throw in all the injuries and all the COVID stuff. I just want to see some semblance of that team. I'm not particularly worried about the division and home ice and all that kind of thing. I just, a little bit like the Nuggets, you just don't want to be playing the worst you've played all year. Heading into the playoffs, you want to get a little bit of momentum going. To me, that's the key.
I'll leave you with a laugh. This text came in while we were talking. Only Marillac could spin a question like, who's the early favorite in the QB room, into a burn on the head coach? I mean, seriously, this dude must have multiple head coach dartboards at home. That's from KT.
So. It's true about Vic Fangio, right? Like, he's on the hot seat. Did I say anything not true about
on the hot seat.
About Teflon Vic? That's all.
Oh, wow, there you go. See? There's my guy. Thank you, James.
You bet, fellas.
James Marillac from DenverFan.com on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. Up next, we give you a little taste, just a little taste, a little appetizer of what we saw in our return to the Fan Film Room. That's next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.